if you go to a place one time and you have a great experience, you're like, okay, that's nice. And you go again, and then you don't have a good experience. That lack of consistency may make you question whether you go a third time. And so that's why your brand has to be consistent, because if you don't have that consistency, then that's where you're having that trouble of having that experience of your clients coming back over and over and over again.
Hey there, and welcome to the Corporate Side Hustler Podcast. And I am your host, Lisa Rigoli, HR manager by day, Instagram manager by night, a wife and a mom of two beautiful girls. Now, in 2014, I walked away from the dream job I worked 9+ years to get to. And here's the deal. I said no to this opportunity because I knew in my gut, I no longer wanted to climb the corporate ladder, but I wasn't ready to leave the corporate world. So I created this podcast channel to support you busy women to maximize your time while juggling all the things. Each week, my guests and I are sharing how you can attract, nurture, and connect with your ideal audience with intentionality without spending countless hours online. We get the struggle of the juggle, and we want to remind you that you can build and run a profitable side business while working your demanding day job. Thanks for tuning in. Now, let's jump into today's episode.
Hey, Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hey, Lisa. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I am excited because I thought I knew what brand meant and I thought I had a brand together, but it wasn't until you and I started really talking about what that means and the value behind it that I got so jazzed. And I was like, you have to be on my show so that way other listeners can hear the value behind it. So we are going to have such a good dialogue about it. But before we dive in, I would love for my listeners to hear from your lips a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yes, thank you. So I am a brand and web designer. My goal is to really help to elevate brands so that they are able to get the higher visibility that they want and be seen as the expert that they are. I've been doing it for over 9 years now, and I love being able to connect with different brands and really help them to feel more confident in what they do on a day-to-day basis and the things that they are so passionate about. So many times I see that a lot of my potential clients are feeling not as confident as they should when they have so much amazing talent and so much that they need to share to the world, but they're being overlooked by the lack of consistency within their brand. And so every day, my goal is to really help to elevate their brand, to really give them the visibility that they want.
So I think this is important because the way that you just broke that down is that we need to almost help normalize this, if you will, that coming up with your brand is actually hard, right? Like when you talk to your clients and when you're talking to your audience, there's not people jumping up and down feeling like they know the answer. If anything, they're like, Kelly, help. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's definitely fair. I think a lot of times when we think of a brand, we think of just our logo and think that that's all that we need to do on the brand side. And we focus more on other elements of our business when there's so much that goes into your brand if you really want to attract your dream clients and reach the goals that you have. So yeah, there's definitely so much that's needed behind just your logo. And that's what I try to educate people on every day.
So let's break that down even further, because I was definitely, which I don't even know if you and I ever talked about this, I was definitely someone that didn't start my business right away because I felt like I had to have a logo and that a logo was going to, like, if anything, bring everything together. But if you had to like sum up like what's all included in a brand, could you help kind of dispel that for us?
Yeah. So I break it down into two separate ways. The first way is the overview of it is your brand, your website, and content marketing. But if I dive a little bit deeper, I break it down into 7 pieces. So the first part is your brand values and really determining exactly what your brand stands for and how that's going to connect with your audience. And then it's really determining who your audience is, and not just the demographic piece of it, but really diving deep and knowing you should know your ideal client like your BFF. And that is what I, that's what I hone in on. Then we talk about how do you stand out from competitors? So many times, especially in a saturated market, we feel like we can't stand out, but you can as long as you know exactly what makes your brand unique. Then the fourth one would be determining your brand personality, then knowing exactly how to communicate with your audience. That's where your messaging comes in. Having your cohesive brand visuals. Again, that's the brand identity piece, which is the logo, which we tend to start and stop on, but there's so much more that goes into that. And then having a clear content marketing strategy, which I know you're the queen of. So knowing exactly how to basically position yourself as an expert on content marketing.
Okay. This, for some of you, if you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't write that down, don't worry. We're going to be diving more into this because I'm glad, Kelly, that you broke it down that way, because there's so much that makes up a brand. And if you listen in carefully, it's nothing that should shock you. Because if you think about, and let me know if you agree, Kelly, like if we think about the brands we're connected to, we remember them because of the logo, yes, but it's the way that they make us feel. It's the way that when we see an ad or if we walk into their store, if you will, how they make us feel that we're like, oh my gosh, this is what I need. Like I only go to this location for this thing because they get me. And that's what you're saying. It's that whole feeling and visual. It's a different components.
Absolutely. And that's the thing is that when you are consistent in your brand, if you go to a place one time and you have a great experience, you're like, okay, that's nice. And you go again, and then you don't have a good experience. That lack of consistency may make you question whether you go a third time. And so that's why your brand has to be consistent, because if you don't have that consistency, then that's where you're having that trouble of having that experience of your clients coming back over and over and over again.
Love it. Love it. Okay. So in today's episode, we're specifically going to be honing in on how to have a cohesive brand that leads to effortless sales. And I know that you're really big on helping us really understand that higher visibility can be created through that cohesive brand. So can you elaborate a little bit more around that and maybe even give us an example of what that looks like?
Yeah. So in order to have a cohesive brand, there's a couple of things that you would need to do. So the first thing is making sure that your brand identity aligns with the goals of your business and it aligns with what your business stands for. So when you have a strategy session before actually diving into the visual piece of your brand, you can make sure that it aligns together from the strategy of what you plan to do within your business and who you're trying to attract. It aligns with the visual piece of your brand so that you are attracting that audience. And then from there, you make sure that through your website and your content marketing that you also are aligning those goals throughout, because you want to make sure that when someone visits your brand, whether it's through in person, your website, social media, that all of it provides that same experience and it invokes those same emotions so that they're able to know exactly what to expect from your brand.
Okay, so let's use my business as an example. So my brand is that I myself am a corporate side hustler. So that is part of also my strategy is how do I help other corporate women who are either thinking of building a side hustle or who are currently in their side hustle, how do they see that it can be done? How can they see that they can maximize their time so that way they don't feel like they're burning on both ends? Is that kind of that concept that you're talking about with brand identity and strategy?
Absolutely. I'll give your brand an example. So for example, your course took me forever to get through. I would say, well, Lisa's brand is supposed to help me save time, right? If I was in corporate, that's exactly what I would want to do. So because you provide, for example, bite-sized videos for your training, which is easy for someone to be able to dive into, that aligns with your brand because it aligns with what your business stands for. But if you were giving out a whole bunch of ways to do X, Y, and Z on social media, but it was taking forever to do, then that wouldn't necessarily align.
So good and such a good example. I hope that you, my listeners, are writing that down. And for those of you, I'm actually going to drop a few links in the show notes. I promise you, if you're like, okay, I think I got this, but I'm not really sure, Kelly is seriously so easy to talk to that if you're like, hey, I'm not sure about my identity, if you slide into her DMs, she will definitely help you along the way.
Absolutely.
So you're saying though, this actually increases our visibility because the more that we're talking about this, the more that we are consistent, not only on our webpage, but all the things that we do, it actually increases sales.
It does, because your audience will know what to expect. They will see you being consistent throughout every way that they interact with you. And so they're going to know what to expect when they purchase from you. And when they purchase from you, it shouldn't be any different. This is how I talk about buyer's journey a lot. This is how you turn a stranger to a raving fan, because they can't speak enough about you because they know exactly what to expect and they love it.
So let's elaborate a little bit more on that, because I used to think that I was like the master of really speaking to your ideal audience until I had a strategy session with you and you like blew my mind away around the brand journey. So for those that are probably like, what does that mean? Can you break down a little bit more about the brand journey?
Yeah. So when someone first encounters your brand, I think a lot of times we think when someone first sees us, they should want to purchase right away. And that's not necessarily what happens. When they first become aware of your brand, that's when they're a stranger. They just kind of getting to know you, getting to know what you do, and they know that they have a problem, but they don't really know the exact pain point. Like they know a little bit about what's going on, but they really don't know the exact solution that they need. And so that's when you begin to kind of educate them a little bit. But then as they are going through that journey of actually getting to know more about your brand and what you offer, if you're taking them through a seamless journey where they're able to connect with you, get to know exactly what you offer, and know that you're the perfect person for their specific needs, then that's exactly how they purchase from you. And once they do, I always look at, okay, what's next? Because you want to turn them from a stranger to a raving fan. So yes, they've purchased from you, but then how do you get them to then tell others about you and your brand? And how do you get them to come back for another service that you offer? And it's a seamless way of actually making sure someone goes through the entire cycle of getting to know your brand and then purchasing from you and telling others about you so you can get those sales.
Okay, that seriously, my mind is like racing right now because I'm thinking of all the conversations that you and I've had. And a visual that's coming to mind for me is that you were key in helping me see that a brand journey is also not just about being consistent on my feed, that I need to make sure that any place that I am showing up, that I'm consistent in those places. For example, complete transparency, Kelly and I met on social media and she ended up working with me and then I ended up hiring her. So we ended up friends that way of like just loving on each other's services. But one of the things that you said to me that still is in the back of my mind, you're like, hey, Lisa, when you offered your course, I knew I was in, but I wanted to do some research just because I'm really big on being intentional with who I'm investing in. And you're like, hey, I creeped on you a little bit to find out some more information, found out you didn't have a website. And I was like, okay, I can get past that because I do website design. I liked your Instagram account, but you're like, Lisa, when I went to your Facebook page, it was disjointed. It was as if it was like a whole different business. And it's true because I hadn't touched my Facebook page and I really don't think I've touched it since, but I share that as a great example of what you're talking about right now, which is when you're cohesive and you're consistent with that brand in all those places, it ensures that people stay with you and that you're not leaving doubt, if you will, or leaving money, if you will, on the table because everything is talking about the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of times we think we have to use all of the social media platforms and some of them kind of go by the wayside. And that's not necessarily the case. If we're not going to be consistent and that your audience is not going to get that same experience that they would on a different platform that you're using and more active on, then it's better to let it go. Because if not, again, that's a perfect example. When I came to your Facebook page, I got a different experience from your Instagram, which you're actively on. And so you want to make sure that your audience doesn't question what type of experience they'll get when working with you through the different ways that they are able to interact with your brand. So that's a perfect example.
So listen up, listeners, that's key. And you know that I'm a big fan of not feeling like you have to be in all the places, but most of us have a business account. And if we have a business account on Instagram, chances are that's hooked up through Facebook. So we're just sharing that as an example. But all these tips that you're giving us, Kelly, is super helpful because I think it's real. It's to your point. It's what takes people from a stranger to a friend. So how would you, like, if you had to help with maybe just some tips on how we can either rebrand or just make sure we get our brand cohesive, what would you give us?
So I like to say the first reason why you need to rebrand. So there's a couple of reasons why you would need to rebrand. And one of them would be that your current brand is not highlighting you as the expert that you are. Another reason could be that you aren't attracting the right audience or you're not attracting any audience right now. So you're trying to figure out exactly what you need to do. And then the other reason could be that you've kind of pieced together your brand. Maybe you started out just with a logo. There wasn't a lot of clear strategy behind it. And now you really need to figure out exactly how to make everything cohesive because your website might look one way and then your social media might look a different way. So you want to make sure that all of it is cohesive and that you're able to attract your dream client. So those are the reasons why you will want to rebrand. And my tips for when you do rebrand would be that first, you don't just come out of the blue with just rebranding and announcing it to your audience the day that you launched. You want to build momentum with your audience because that's how you build brand loyalty. If you just came out of the blue with a whole new brand, nothing to really explain to your audience, they don't really know exactly the purpose behind it, your story, then they become confused. And again, it lacks that consistency. So then they question exactly what they can expect. Also, if you're rebranding too many times, it can really cause confusion because then your audience is confused about what exactly you're doing and whether your business is really the perfect solution for what they need.
Okay, so this is so good. I have a follow-up question and I want to make sure I recap it because those were some really, really good tips. So if someone is kind of in that season, if you will, where they feel like they're constantly rebranding because they have like one foot in, one foot out, how long should someone maybe stick with a brand before changing it up, just in case if they're trying to test the waters a little bit with their business model?
That's a great question. So I would say you at least want to try out your brand. The typical time you rebrand is after maybe a few years. So you want to make sure that you're looking at your business, you're seeing exactly what gaps you have, but that you're not quick to just kind of switch things. Now, if you know that you kind of piece things together, there's no strategy behind it, you may have been in business less than 3 years, but you know that there are some gaps that you need to fix, then that's fine to rebrand. But if you then rebrand and then next month you want to do something different and then the month after that, then that's where it becomes a problem where your audience is confused.
So you think a couple of years, or could we even say 6 months, 3 months? Like, what's, in case someone's like, oh my gosh, I can't keep to something for a few years, what's like, you probably wouldn't recommend this, but if you had to push it, you would say time frame, maybe 3-6 months?
Yeah, I would say not 3 months. I'd say at least, you know, 6 months to a year into your business, and you look at things and you see there's some gaps that are going on, then definitely that's time to rebrand. Now, once you rebrand, you shouldn't need to do that again for a few years. But if you've been in your business, you know that you haven't really had a professional to really elevate your business. And another thing too is that what you really can't put a time frame on is that if you feel like you're at a place where you want to raise your prices and you want to make sure that you are attracting a new different type of audience, or you have a new offering, like you're going a different direction within your business, then you also will want to rebrand, which there's not a timeline on that, but that could be less than the 3-year mark.
Love it. Love it. Okay. So let's recap, because I feel like how you just talked about the tips for rebranding really kind of brings everything together. So you said the two things that we should be thinking of when we're thinking about rebranding is who we want to be known as on social media or just in the world. And then what's the look that we are going for? So that way it truly embodies that feel that when our people come to our page, they're like, oh my gosh, this feels good. I feel seen. So those are kind of the two things to gut check, correct?
Exactly. Yep.
And then I kind of summed it into these, don't do this, but instead do that. So what you want to make sure that you don't do is when you are in this rebranding stage, you don't want to announce it right out of the blue. Instead, you want to spend some time warming and nurturing your audience around what's coming. So that way you're taking them along that journey. And the second thing is that you don't want to rebrand too often, because if you're rebranding too often, you're confusing your audience. Instead, stick with what you are going after for at least 6 months to a year. So that way you have a good gauge of what's working, what's not working, and you're able to build a more solid audience that knows you, likes you, and understands you. Did I capture that correctly?
That's perfectly. So that's exactly it.
Yes, this is so, so good. And the reason why I'm also excited is because by the time this episode drops, you actually have something fun that will be dropping as well. Can you share with my listeners a little bit about the Soul brand?
Yeah, so I am going to be launching the Soulful brand. It's really my holistic approach to making sure that your brand is elevated through your brand website and content marketing, so that you don't leave after having just a brand or just a website done and just still wondering how you can market yourself to attract your ideal clients. So we really transform your entire brand to make sure that you're attracting your dream clients. So I'm really excited about it. You can visit more information on thesoulfulbrand.com to learn more about this offering.
Okay, so I get excited because this is also something that Kelly and I have been collaborating on, and it's something that I was able to walk away as a client with, because if you've seen my new website, I haven't done the official launch party of it all, but it's absolutely amazing, and I feel like it truly embodies everything that I'm going after. And what I love is everything that we talked about on today's episode is truly happening with my website. Some of you may know that I've recently been promoted. So there's been a lot of moving parts the last couple of months. And it's been so great that those individuals that have creeped on me and just said, hey, does Lisa have a website that's out there? Found my website, have been booking calls with me, and I've been able to book clients based off a website that I haven't even actively pushed out there because of what Kelly has done to really help make sure that my brand journey is clear, to help me ensure that I have that brand identity, and it's cohesive as hell. Like, you have to go check it out. It makes me so excited. So we'll drop the link in the show notes. That way you can get more information on the Soulful brand. We're also going to drop a link to Kelly's Instagram account, because Kelly, you also share some tips on there as well, correct?
I do, yes. So I am frequently giving you tips on rebranding as well as higher visibility and just having that confidence in your brand to really stand out as the expert that you are.
Love it. Love it. All right. Before I end with one more question, curious, do you have any other final thoughts for my listeners?
I don't. I appreciate you so much, Lisa, for having me here. I think that just having that cohesive brand is so key. And so to be able to speak on it is just, I just get so excited every single time. So I appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you. And I'm so glad that my listeners get to hear from my former client and my good friend, because this stuff is really key in the space that we're in. So thank you for all of your knowledge. And we want to end on this new thing that we've been doing at the Corporate Side Hustler, which is a Would You Rather. So curious, for your birthday, would you rather receive cash or would you rather receive gifts?
Oh, I would rather receive gifts. I'm all about just thoughtful gifts. And so for cash, I just feel like, you know, it's easy to give someone cash, but when you really take the time to get to know somebody and know exactly what they like and get them that perfect gift, I find it more meaningful.
It's funny because at first I was like, what would I do? At first I was like, cash would be great, right? Because then I can buy what I want. But I think you're spot on. It's really cool to see what people get you and what they think you want. And I love the gifts that are kind of different. They're not like the traditional gift cards. They're like, oh, I saw this and I thought of you, and it makes me feel special. So I like that. I like that response. Nicely done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Kelly, it's been such a pleasure having you on the Corporate Side Hustler. And listeners, links will be in the show notes. For now, we'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, here's what I want you to do. Take a quick screenshot of you listening to the Corporate Side Hustler podcast and upload the image to your Instagram stories and tag me in it at the Corporate Side Hustler. I would love to hear from you and connect with you on Instagram. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you the same time next week. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day. Bye for now.